Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. I apologize I stopped so abruptly yesterday. If you missed the DDP, I would highly recommend it before we go on today. I'm talking about Jesus being lifted up and all being drawn to him. In Numbers 21, Moses makes a brazen serpent, puts it on a pole, and everyone that's been bit by a snake can look at that and be healed. And I told you at the very tail end yesterday, brass would indicate a judgment, like the furnace of God's judgment. Let's deal with the snake, and we're going to put them together. The snake has been a type of the enemy since the book of Genesis, from Eden to all the way to Revelation 12, when we hear about that serpent of old. He has indicated the enemy and the curse attached to the enemy, which often left me thinking, why would God want a brass snake to represent healing in Numbers 21? It seems more satanic than it does godly. Well, Jesus claimed that he had to be lifted up in the same way Moses lifted up that serpent. If Moses lifted a brass snake, that's indicating a judged curse, and those who saw it could have life, then by Jesus suffering the judgment of heaven in my place, being made to curse on my behalf, if he is lifted up, he draws all the judgment that was supposed to be coming to me into himself. And that starts to make the cross make even more sense. So when Jesus is lifted up, he did it in a place of judgment. He suffered death and judgment, both of which mankind had an appointment. Hebrews 9:27, it's appointed in a man wants to die, and after that, the judgment. He was made to be a curse so that I could be free from the curse. Anyone who looked on the snake in the wilderness was healed of the venom in their veins. Anyone who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Awesome. Now take that thought back to John 12:32, to that italicized word when he says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men, all peoples unto me. With the subject of judgment being the theme of the 31st verse, it's incredible, I think, that they added the word peoples or men as if the world was the subject. And you know as well as I do that the judgment is the context. The world is being judged at Calvary. The ruler of the world is being cast out in that judgment. John 16:11 confirms that the ruler of the world has been judged, because Jesus said the Holy Spirit shall convict the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. Jesus is comparing himself to the brass snake on a pole in the time of Moses. When Moses lifted up the serpent, all of the venom was drawn out of the veins of anybody that looked. When Jesus is lifted up on the cross, all judgment was drawn into Jesus. And metaphorically, all death and judgment is drawn out of us when we look upon him by faith. That makes Hebrews 12:2 so much more appealing when it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and sat down at the right hand of God. As we look at that brazen serpent on the pole, we are seeing our faith wrapped up in the finished work of Jesus Christ. So, if Jesus draws all of it into himself, then you don't need to worry about a future judgment. He gives you a rock-solid promise. Remember this from John 5:24. I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment. You hear that? He who hears my word and believes in him who has sent me shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. How can we be sure that we've actually passed from death to life? I mean, if our Christianity is not evidenced by an outward show and display of religion, how can we know we're saved, and how can we know who's lost? Well, John wrote another letter and said in 1 John 3:14, we've went through all of this in all of our verse-by-verse study. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death. So the love of God that resonates in our hearts toward our fellow man is the evidence of the presence of God inside of us. It's our proof that we have no judgment to dread. In fact, John says in 1 John 4:17, we're going to have boldness in the day of judgment. The reason we can have boldness is because we know that as he is, so are we in this world. Grace to you.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.